This weekend, there are so many things going on, and we want to sort through them for you. Our events curator, Tanya Pendleton, shares with us her list of things to do.
Hello? Oh, it's June calling. It's telling you to make the most of the last weekend of one of the most incredible months in the city's history. From Black Music Month to Pride to the World Cup to Juneteenth to the What Now Arts Fest, the city has been buzzing. Answer the call. Without Alexander Graham Bell, though, you wouldn't be able to. He's the guy who invented the phone, and he demonstrated it right here 150 years ago at the 1876 Centennial and World's Fair in Fairmount Park. The Horticultural Center hosts the 150th celebration of the historic feat with a special event tonight. Find out how Bell beat out everyone, including Thomas Edison, to make it happen. Doors open at 6:30 for the ticketed event. World Cup events continue with two matches scheduled in the ongoing Fan Fest in Fairmount Park. Across the bridge, Camden's Wiggins Waterfront Park is hosting Soccer Fest, the two-day celebration of all things football. Activations include watch parties, soccer clinics, and live performances. The free event starts today at 9 a.m. going through Saturday. We'll have the latest info on the World Cup on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. You may want to leave the porch light on for Noah Kahn. That way he'll know to drop off some tickets to you for his sold-out show on Friday night at Citizens Bank Park.
I would ask how you've been, it's all over the internet, but hey, I mean you knew that after all. You're looking for an autopsy or a half apology, then I think you picked the wrong time to make this call.
The folksy singer's latest album, The Great Divide, debuted at number one. You can still buy tickets from resellers and can check closer to showtime when more tickets may become available. The concert starts at 6:30. Follow the Yellow Brick Road to the Kimmel Center, where the Philadelphia Orchestra is presenting The Wizard of Oz in concert. They'll play along to the score of the classic film shown in its entirety, which is still inspiring generations almost 100 years later. The Wizard of Oz concert has two performances, one on Friday and a Saturday matinee. Grab your festival gear and head out to one of the biggest shows of the summer. Oh, you thought I meant you? Nope. This show is strictly for the kids. Kidcella is happening at Smith Memorial Playground on Saturday. The annual free concert brings family-friendly activities and live music to a setting that feels almost like the grown-up version. Break out those fits, kids. It's time to party. Kidcella starts at 4. We don't know about you, but when we think of King of Prussia, we think of the mall. Turns out there's more going on during the summer with the Rising Sun concert series.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close and try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
This weekend, it welcomes the River Roads Festival. Curated by singer-songwriter Dar Williams, it's bringing artists including 10,000 Maniacs, Sean Colvin, and Amethyst Kaya to Huser Park on Saturday. The ticketed show starts at 1:15. If summer has you feeling a little fey, well, there's a place where you can find your tribe. The second annual Fairy Festival is headed to the Schuylkill Center for Environmental Education. Well, of course, as fairies need room and nature to breathe and roam. And that's what you'll be doing, along with taking in performances by Indecorous Theater in the Circle City Labyrinth. You'll also have the option to build a mini fairy house. If that sounds delightful, make sure to wear your fairy best. The ticketed event goes from noon to 4. We're about to skip out of here as we've come to the end of our time. But we can't go until we tell you about the Africatown Diaspora Festival happening on Sunday. It's on Woodland Avenue between 59th and 66th Street. There'll be food, drink, and music reflecting more than the 100 cultures who live in the area. The festival goes from noon to 10 p.m. We'll have info on even more festivals, including the Manayunk Arts Festival, the Culture Fest, and the Navy Yard Family Fest on our website. website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.